In September, Norfolk City Councilwoman Andrea McClellan was the lone dissenter when the city voted to sell 13 acres of waterfront property along the Elizabeth River. She said she was neither for or against the sale, but wanted the council to have more information on the deal before making a decision.
After having read the GLON report, I have more questions now than I've ever had.
The Pamunkey said the tribe has its own concerns about the report's recommendations to the General Assembly. Tribal spokesman Jay Smith said it may put them on equal footing with a commercial out-of-state casino operator looking to turn a profit.
The Pamunkey are not pursuing gaming for the sake of gaming. They're pursuing gaming for the sake of financial independence, so they're not having to be reliant on the federal government programs and so they can provide a better life for their members.
Meantime, a group that opposes the sale is submitting a petition with more than 3,000 signatures asking the city council to reconsider the sale and hold public hearings. McClellan said the council needs to take its time and acquire more information before taking another vote on the sale.
I mean, listen, if this is a good deal and if it is the best deal for Norfolk, it should withstand the light of day.
The city council plans to hold at least two public hearings, possibly next month. I'm Pamela D'Angelo.